It was recently announced that the government has brokered an agreement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, which will see the primary surplus balance target being lowered in the current and next financial years. Today, we explore what this means and the implications it will have on the Jamaican economy. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to hear more. On November 13, head of the IMF mission team to Jamaica, Dr. Uma Ramakrishnan, announced that a staff-level agreement has been reached to lower the target for the primary surplus from 7.5% to 7.25% of GDP for this fiscal year, and then to 7% of GDP for the next year. Let's pretend Jamaica has a savings account, which is called the primary balance, and for that savings account, Jamaica is required to have a minimum balance of $100. Then one day, the bank says the minimum balance has been lowered to $75. Jamaica suddenly has $25 more to spend. This is essentially what has happened with the reduction of the primary surplus target. Instead of a primary surplus of 7.5% of GDP, Jamaica now only has to have 7.25% for this financial year. And in the next financial year, the country will only have a primary surplus of 7%, freeing up even more money. The reduction of the primary surplus balance target is expected to yield approximately $4 billion this financial year and $8 billion for the 2016-2017 year. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the funds are to be spent on projects to help boost economic growth and lower Jamaica's debt.
It is not $4 billion to just facilitate consumption activity. It is in order to enable the momentum of growth to be intensified, and in order also to ensure that this growth will result in a reduction in our debt to GDP ratios, because ultimately, if we are to be in a strong position to deal with the uncertainties of the world market situation, which we cannot continue to carry the weight of this debt.
Despite the obvious cash injection for the country, is the reduction of the primary surplus balance a positive move for the economy? Financial analyst Ralston Hyman weighs in.
We want to move from stabilization now to accelerated growth. The reduction of the primary surplus target frees up some dollars to be invested in the country's capital stock. We're talking about things like roads, water supply, irrigation systems. Those things are vital to accelerate growth in the economy.
Fellow economic analyst Dennis Chung shares similar sentiments.
That money is needed to drive the economy. So I think it's an efficient move, you know, something that we all should applaud. So it's just a matter of putting that money now, that additional freedom, into community projects where we're going to see the real growth start happening in the economy.
Both men are also quick to note that this development has been a long time coming, with the government lobbying for the reduced primary surplus target since 2013. And having passed 10 IMF quarterly reviews, Jamaica has made a strong case for itself.
And it's something that is based on our performance. Decision by the IMF is based on the consistent navigation of 10 consecutive reviews and the Petro-Caribe debt buyback, which allowed us to reduce debt to GDP to 125%. Once that was done, we knew that it would be a foregone conclusion that the IMF would have to reduce the primary surplus target.
Financial analyst Ralston Hyman. The government is now focused on ensuring the economy moves quickly into a position of sustainable growth and job creation. And no doubt, the cash injection from the reduced primary surplus target will assist in this regard.
The Board of Trustees of the Executive Agencies Pension Scheme invites members and heads of executive agencies to a general meeting at Knutsford Court Hotel, Tuesday, November 24 at 2 p.m. under the theme, Building a Solid Foundation for the Future. Come learn about the performance of your pension plan, strategies to maximize benefits, and current issues relating to pensions in Jamaica. That's a general meeting of the Executive Agencies Pension Scheme, Tuesday, November 24, Knutsford Court Hotel at 2 p.m.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.